Yes, this is Bobbin with Robin, Robin Seymour. Today you're going to hear the top five, all the hits, and our guest star today, we're going to be talking to Elvis Presley, that's right, and the Sammy Davis Jr. So let's go, Bobbin with Robin.
Bobbin with the Robin, no more time for sobbing.
Did that for me. I got to know Mitch Miller very well and Percy Faith very well. They called me up on the phone and they played it on the phone. Hey, Bobbin with Robin. And I said, man, that's great. That's great. I've got the sheet music on it. I'll show it to you. And the original sheet music with my beautiful picture on the cover. Oh, boy. Don't show it to anybody. And I said, that's great. And 3 weeks later, it was on an EP. They put that on an extended play. I think it's only a minute and 21 seconds, the theme song altogether. And they sold about 25,000 copies. I think it was 1956 when Elvis Presley appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember, he did all that shaking and wagging and all that kind of stuff in those days. That was really something. And I got on the air the next day and I said, this guy's never going to make it. He's not going to make it. I was doing a real gimmick bit, to be honest with you. But I will tell you this. That night when I went home, there were 200 bikes in front of my house with big signs. Get rid of Robin. Get rid of Robin. Down with Robin. He doesn't like Elvis.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart
Introduced Johnny Ray in Detroit. In fact, I discovered him for the most part at the Frolic Show Bar in Detroit when Al Green called me down and said, you got to see this kid. He can't hear. He bangs at the piano and he's got the greatest songs. He's got great soul. Many unfortunate things happened to Johnny Ray, as Johnny Ray fans might recall. He would have been as big, if not bigger, than Elvis Presley. He was absolutely tremendous. I didn't know any better. I was listening to pop music from the time I was 9 years old. I would run home from school and I would turn on Martin Block, the fabulous make-believe ballroom. And then I wish I could think of the name of the guy in Detroit. It was at CKLW. Eddie Chase. Great Eddie Chase. I admired him so. He was great. What a delivery he had. And I would listen to this and I would get to know all the bands. So when I got to be a disc jockey, playing 78s, the record distributors and the record companies would come and show you records. They'd bring the artists on off labels, and then RCA Victor or Decca Capital. Those were the big record companies. In fact, that was it. And they'd bring me records by an artist like Bull Moose Jackson, some new kid just starting out, Little Richard, and a few more that I can't think of at the moment. And they were great, a great sound. So I started playing these records. Now, here we are at a station called WKMH in Detroit, which later became the very well-known Keener, WKNR. We were upstairs of a furniture store, and I recall that the equipment in those days was very heavy. Today, you can get a recorder thing and just put it on your desk or hold it in your hand, but those heavy things, and I remember the floor used to sort of sway a little bit. It started to curve until they went to their building, where I think they still are, on Michigan and Greenfield, WNIC, and we'd play these records. And the kids would come from next door, which was Sacred Heart Church. They'd sit in the studio, which held about 30 or 40 people, and they would dance and they would listen to the records. We were doing a TV show on radio. We didn't even realize it at that time. But got the reaction. I dug the sound. And I think that was it, because I was young, not too far from a teenager myself, 20 years old, just got out of the service. And we started introducing these records, a little bit of them. But on Saturday, we had what we called our jazz show. from 11 to midnight, and we played all of this, what we would call right now, R&B, soul records, by unknown artists. It was incredible, and it started out. In fact, the boss many times would come into me, and he'd say, Robin, you know, I go down to the DAC all the time, and these people say, why is that guy playing all these funny-sounding records all the time? And he says, Robin, what's the deal? I says, well, the young kids like them, you know, and it's going. He says, well, we're selling airtime. Everything seems to be happy, and you got an audience going, so okay. And we were really the first, I think, pop disc jockey.